Coastal GasLink is a 670-kilometer pipeline project designed to carry natural gas, which would be obtained by hydraulic fracturing operations in northeastern BC, westbound across the province. After transport, it will be converted to a liquefied state in a $40 billion facility, and then exported to global markets, such as those within Asia via the Douglas Channel. Currently, Asia utilizes predominantly coal-fired electricity, which releases higher carbon emissions than liquefied natural gas. As of now, the pipeline is planned to cross from just west of Dawson Creek, BC, westbound, traveling south of Chetwynd, extending north of Prince George, Vanderhoof and Fraser Lake, south of Houston, and ultimately ending at Kitimat. The building costs of the pipeline were initially estimated at about $6.6 billion in 2018. Coastal GasLink has the support of this project from 20 elected First Nations band councils along the route, all of whom have signed on to benefit agreements with the project. However, several Wet'suwet'en hereditary chiefs are in opposition of the project and have stated that it cannot proceed without their consent. Back in 2012, LNG Canada selected TC Energy to design, construct, own, and operate Coastal GasLink. An environmental assessment certificate was issued to Coastal GasLink Pipeline as approval for the project to officially commence on October 23rd of 2014. Field work commenced from 2014 to 2015 with concern from Indigenous groups regarding the original route crossing over traditional cultural lands. In November of 2017, Coastal GasLink gave an application to the BC Environmental Assessment Office to reroute their pipeline south of Houston. In May of 2018, Coastal GasLink was given approval for the South of Houston alternate route by the Environmental Assessment Office. On October 15th of 2019, the BC Environmental Office approved a five-year extension to the original Environmental Assessment Certificate given in 2014. In early 2020, construction was temporarily halted during a Wet'suwet'en protest that gained a substantial amount of media coverage and sparked a nationwide discussion about who should get a say on resource development on traditional Indigenous territory. There was, and continues to be, an extensive police presence in the areas nearby to the pipeline around Houston. In late October and early November of 2020, the Compliance and Enforcement Officers from the Environmental Assessment Office conducted multiple site inspections of the project and determined that Coastal GasLink was in non-compliance with their environmental management plan, specifically due to failure to mitigate adverse effects caused by a lack of control measures for erosion and sediment. An order that was issued on December 8th, 2020 by the BC Environmental Office concluded that certain actions must be taken to protect environmentally sensitive receptors from sedimentation issues. The order refers to environmentally sensitive receptors as environmental features of importance and offers the examples of watercourses, wetlands, lakes, and ponds, rare plant locations, sensitive ecosystems, as well as traditional plant use sites, and more. To resolve these issues, Coastal GasLink was required to have an independent erosion and sediment control auditor, who is either a certified professional or inspector in erosion and sediment control, who, among assuming other relevant responsibilities, was tasked with producing a biweekly monitoring report directly to the Environmental Assessment Office, starting on February 8th, regarding project compliance with erosion and sediment control. Coastal GasLink is not permitted to review these reports prior to their submittance to the Environmental Assessment Office. The date for the order to commence was later extended at Coastal GasLink's request. Methods defined by CGL in their Crossing Water Safely fact sheet to be used to ensure safe water crossing practices are avoiding disturbance or blocked areas of crucial habitats during times of important wildlife activity, such as spawning areas, migration routes, and rearing areas, doing the majority of construction for the pipeline when watercourses are dry and frozen so as for work to commence throughout periods of reduced flow, or alternatively isolating the stream flows. Also included in their approved methods are relocating fish downstream from the worksite during construction, replacing required materials to the stream bed, such as clean gravel to ensure restoration when necessary, regrading, stabilizing, and seeding or planting slopes to grow vegetation in attempt at restoring the habitat along the riverbank and also minimizing erosion. However, as determined in the Environmental Assessment Office's order, many of these practices have been lacking in actuality. Alongside the current environmental problems, with the rise of COVID-19, Coastal GasLink has come upon unanticipated issues to do with multiple outbreaks at varying work sites and financial setbacks. Delays in construction relating to these outbreaks are now expected to result in rising overall costs for the project. There is also increased concern from the Wet'suwet'en regarding COVID-19. There has been a recent attempt to block any non-residential traffic in areas near to the pipeline construction sites in hopes to keep their communities, and specifically the elders in their communities, safe. First Nations communities in British Columbia disproportionately have double the confirmed cases than the rest of BC of COVID-19 and are increasingly concerned with maintaining safe social interactions, especially to do with incoming workers. By the start of February 2021, more than one-third of the pipeline has been completed.